code part of your concept? Sihan, do you have music?
Yeah.
You do have music? Okay. So let's make sure that works. Oh yeah, minim. Wow. Good. Okay. Okay, I'm not gonna play the whole thing obviously. Just wanna make sure
buttons are.
I don't need this stuff, right? This is just Mac, right? Okay. So I think I checked pretty much everybody except wait, what? Yeah. Hold on. So this one works. 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 Okay, hold on. Let me just do one at a time. I'm going to do this one. I'm going to do Zenos, okay? And then after that, I'm going to do the next person. Okay. Okay. Let's see if it works. I think the sound is... It's probably just not loud, I'm guessing, like for some reason. Because I'm already turning all the way up, but it's just like just barely visible.
Oh, you can't hear a little bit.
Maybe. I don't know. So you obviously have sound. Let's see how it goes. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, tiny.
Yeah. For because I have like high resolution on my monitor, so. No. I think we're gonna try to. Zoom in, because we could do this, remember? Yeah. But don't worry, we'll just zoom in. It's fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, so if you see on the screen right here, everything that there's a folder for, it's fine. It's accounted for. So, who needs to do their... Okay, but did somebody already did it? Ashley? Oh, okay. And then your slides are there? Where are your slides? Oh, okay. So just copy into that folder. Yeah, just copy into that folder. Because you're going to just present on this computer. Well, just whatever. Download it, put it into that folder, you know, whatever. And then, same thing with these guys right here. Where's Fifi? Did I miss Fifi's, oh, it's right here. There you go. Got it. Okay. Just so to keep it. Okay. So, Elena, Fifi, John, Ming. Oh, I don't have code for you. Am I supposed to have code for you? Huh? You just uploaded right now? Okay. I don't see it yet, but let's try the midterm game first. Yeah, just put a zip, and actually you could just put it in this folder. Put it in this folder. Here, I'll send it again. This is the folder that. Everybody just put it into that folder. Okay. Get rid of this stuff. I'm going to try the midterm game. This is Ashley, the midterm game. Okay, Ashley, yours word. Okay, I'm gonna do one more. As I'm gonna do Ronnie's right now. Okay, and then. Okay, sure. So let me make sure one. Wow, everybody started using Minim. Okay. I'm not going to play the whole game. So, who am I missing? So, may everybody see that their code and their slides on here? Okay. Who's is ready that's not done? Oh, is it? No. Oh, I see it right here. It's not email, it's just a folder.
How do I send you my presentation?
On the folder. You can put it in the folder. Do I need this key thing, Ronnie?
That's Keynote.
Oh, Keynote, okay. Okay. Yeah, well, we'll think about what we have to do with that. This is your code, though, right? This one? And this is yours code? Okay. So, let me just download all this. I think Dylan is going to be... So he's a little bit late, so we're going to start when he starts. But everybody gets 5 minutes, so it's all good. Okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, Ronnie, you sent me two things.
Yeah, one is the parts, another one is...
But you sent me this text of entry. This is your code, right?
Yeah.
But then there's another one that's nothing. That's just the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't need that. I need to test yes, make sure that works. And JPs, right? We just need to test yes and JPs, I think. Everybody else is good. So let's do JPs first. There you go. Nice. It's okay, we're gonna zoom in. Don't worry. Yeah. I'll stand here right beside you and help you zoom in. So JB's good. Right? Okay. And then I think Dylan will be here shortly, so. You don't have sound, right? Good, it works. Okay, so I think everything here I have tested. So whoever is not done yet, just send it to me soon. Should I go into this, JC? That's your presentation? Okay, cool. I'm going to also download it just in case. Ashley, do you have a presentation? Okay, so let me just test Aliza's and then we can get ready to get started. Aliza.zip, where is it actually? Huh? Yeah?
On my computer to test to see if it's not going to work. That way?
Sure.
Is that okay?
Sure. Wait, you want to plug in right now? Sure. You can do that. In fact, I think you can just go first. Yeah. So. But you might have to kind of, you might have to sort of, use the space as well. Yeah. Just keep in mind, when you're doing the things for reals in a class, sometimes it can definitely happen.
Yeah. What do you do if that happens?
I don't know, this is a really weird one. I don't think this is a usual thing.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually it's fine. I mean, usually, we test it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Good, nice games. Nice games, guys.
What song is that? It's called... it's a Google font. It's called... Press Start.
Two-player.
I think that's
the goal. I have 11 games. Is there anybody who's missing?
We're 12 now.
Okay, so I'm going to read it off, and if there's some... Oh, is it Brandy? Did you already... You did it already? Okay, hold on. Yeah. So is your what's the name of your game, Brandy?
I think
is it in the folder? Oh, Slack. Okay. Got it. Okay, so last one, and then we can get started, and then Brandon's. Dylan, our crit, is on the way, but I think he's doing a co-project thing, so it's okay. We'll catch him up. We can play some stuff over when he comes back too.
Should I just go then?
Let me make sure I can time it though. Yeah. So let's see, we have like 4:20 until like 5:30. Yeah, we're fine for 5 minutes each. So just keep it to around 5 minutes. Okay, so hold on, let me get the timer started.
And that's
including play. Including play. You have like a 30 second buffer. When I go like boom, that means it's like kind of like, well, you gotta wrap it up in 30 seconds.
Oh wait, let me just make sure. Sorry.
You can make sure, yeah. We haven't started. Don't worry. And I'm just doing this for like kind of exercise for you guys, because when you're in the class, it's gonna be like, it's not working on yours either.
Should I just hear sound?
Yeah. So I don't think it's my computer then. It's just for some reason this is not doing the frequencies that you're doing or something. Yeah, it's a really weird issue. I've never seen this ever. But
is there a way to try to find that?
Sure. Yeah, you can look into it. I need to test one more. So.
Here.
Yeah.
Do you guys hear anything?
I think I hear something. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nice.
Cool.
So it really is just like the loudness.
It's
yeah.
Not on my computer though, right?
So I would have worked in my computer too. It's just the loudness.
Okay.
Yeah. But all fine, right. You're here, so just.
Can you remind me to turn the volume down? Because otherwise, when. Yeah,
okay.
I'll
do it.
Okay.
I'll do it because I'm going to be the next person.
It's max volume right now, so.
Okay, so are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you're going to.
Okay. Hey guys, I'm sending my code mirror. So, a little about myself. My name is Elena. You guys all already know. I have 4 years' worth of experience in playable advertisements and video games are my background. And then I also have a BA in studio art and psychology. The game that I made is called The Loch Ness Monster, and it's a game where you are exploring Loch Ness for the Loch Ness Monster. And I've actually made games before that sort of explore like fear and what makes
it
scary.
He's not
going to
miss anything.
Should I
just keep going?
No,
okay.
Just keep going.
Oh,
she
okay.
Just started.
I've made games before that explore fear and what makes
game
scary, because I am really afraid of like horror games and like scary movies, things like that. But I think that making the games are challenging me to look into what makes them scary, and thinking about that makes them bearable. And I'm also interested in like unsolved mysteries and myths for the same sort of reason. And so also really saying I want to challenge myself to include an inventory in the game, and then also loop back to the beginning to create different endings based on whether you decide to include or not. So this is my flowchart. It's fairly simple, but you'll see there's a loop, and you can really only get the desired ending if you collect. Just a hint, if you collect something during the game and add it to your inventory. So here are some screenshots / images of my process. I really was drawn to sort of like the pretty large aesthetic from the beginning. You'll see that some of my presidents were really based on sort of like this pixel art kind of vibe, though Zork is the original text adventure. For any of you who haven't played it, it's great. Really, a really fun game. It has like a lot to do with like, building an environment, but it's really good text. Future iterations of my game, of course it's a simple text adventure. I love to add complexity to it and increase the difficulty of the puzzles. And also add other sounds. Right now, I'm just like the rain coming on, so I love for there to be like other sounds to really bring you into the world of the game. Explore other locations, meet new characters maybe who have met the Loch Ness Monster, and like really build on the narrative. Sweet, so I'll show you guys the game then. I'll let you choose your adventure.
Oh yeah, do I have to?
It's Windows Plus. Then use your mouse. There you go. You're good, you're good.
Yep.
We take a boat or walk to find her. Test E or W.
Walk.
Walk. Okay, there's some stones under the bed. You want to stir it up? Yes.
Wow, this is really scary.
Yeah, that's like, yeah. Cool. All right, so that's the beginning.